Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Colonel Donald Dellinger, Deployment Director of the Continuous Process Improvement Initiative within the National Guard Bureau. Also joining us from IBM is Phil Spencer. Colonel, it's important to note that the term Lean Six Sigma is actually the combination of two management terms, one being lean and the other being Six Sigma. Before we delve into the specifics of the continuous process improvement program that you direct, let's spend some time describing the origins of each of these different approaches. How do these two approaches complement each other, and what drives the culture of continuous improvement?
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that Lean Six Sigma or continuous process improvement has a lot of origins within the military, especially during World War II. And I think what we mistakenly look at this is a new way of doing business when I think it's been an evolution of best practices throughout time when people were looking at how to solve problems. And with the military, we don't have a bottom line. We don't have a necessary customer like a profit company does or looking at profit and expenses. We have to have mission accomplishment, which is key. Mission accomplishment doesn't always mean that you're the most efficient at doing something to have to get the job done. And I think that's kind of important to do. With Lean, I think the Air Force has gravitated to that quite a bit because it's some simple tools to eliminate waste in a process. And by doing that, you can see a huge improvement very quickly. And some people view it as not as complicated as Six Sigma. But I think with Six Sigma, the power of linking the two is being able to deliver what you're supposed to be delivering all of the time consistently. And for the military, I think that's a very important piece of it. And I think with continuous process improvement, it is a frame of mind or a framework. CPI is a way of thinking. It's a way leadership goes about solving problems and looking at problems. And the key thing here is not the tool set and the tools that are used to solve the problems, I think, but the big piece that people miss is the linkage to the strategy of the organization. And that is where the power of change comes from.
So it's critical to tie back whatever toolbox you're using in CPI to strategic intent. I mean, it's very important that the focus of all this effort is to either realize some savings here or reduce some inefficiencies there, because the mission's all consuming. I mean, would you agree?
I would agree, and I think that's the key component. Part of the reason why you do that too is that all initiatives, in my mind, fail with leadership sponsorship or leadership commitment to what is going on. And so the way to key into that active sponsorship, I believe, is also through the strategic alignment process, because leaders are going to focus on things that matter to them. So it gives leadership an opportunity to make a decision without investing a lot of time. I think we've all been in situations where we've tried to solve a problem, didn't clearly define the problem, and they maybe either didn't address the problem or hit a symptom, or the results that we thought we were going to get at the beginning and the results that we got at the end did not match at all. And therefore, we said, you know, what did we just waste the last 6 months doing? Because we didn't really improve anything. Although we did a lot of work, we didn't really improve anything within the organization.
Are there any indicators of success that you've seen as an organization or a state tries to start implementing? Are there any preconditions that you look for as you get a state involved with the CPI initiative?
We kind of do a leadership analysis, so to speak, when we come in and meet with senior leaders to find out, engage where they're at, and kind of do kind of a profile of the state based off of our first engagement to see, obviously, which leaders are for it, which ones are against it, which ones are not interested. And then from there, we kind of develop a plan of action to address that. And one of the techniques that we use is there's nothing better than proof of principle to what you're trying to establish. And so if there is a leader in the organization that we know clearly supports this, what we try to do is use them as kind of the proof of principle to highlight the success that can be had, as well as demonstrating other success stories throughout the National Guard that we've had. And so we know that you're not going to have a perfect environment with everybody on board, because everybody's going to have their viewpoint. And when you're at the senior leadership level, you're pretty much set in your way, so to speak, which is not really a good thing. We try to mitigate that by continuous education and figuring out where the state is and the leadership is, and then tackling it where we see that risk and addressing those items.
So What was the purpose of selecting, or what was the thought process behind the Guards selecting Lean Six Sigma and CPI as their problem-solving toolkit?
When we first started down this road, we had two separate programs. And so the Air Force had the program, which was Air Force Smart Operations 21, or AFSO 21, which is focused on Lean, and the Army was doing Lean Six Sigma. Well, a bunch of the adjutants general got together and said, this does not seem to be an efficient way of developing a continuous process improvement culture within the National Guard across the enterprise. And so they came up to the Chief National Guard Bureau, General McKinley, and requested that we consolidate our efforts and have one joint program so everybody's using the same methodology and so people can be on the same foundational road ahead, so to speak, of moving forward in continuous process improvement. Prior to the new Secretary of Defense with Secretary Gates, all the efficiency initiatives that were going in there, the National Guard is very committed to being good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars and helping out and being the most efficient organization possible.
And what are some of the steps that you're taking to get the states involved in the initiative and to move towards this vision?
Well, one of the things that we knew is that to get everybody involved, we had to have the buy-in at the most senior leadership level. And so we developed a general officer steering committee made up of 10 adjutants generals to be an advisor to General McKinley on the CPI initiative within the Guard. And so that way, General McKinley will be able to see that from the grassroots that is something important for the future of the Guard and that he has the support of the adjutants generals and moving forward with this methodology to make sure that the Guard's capable and ready. As you know, with declining resources and the budget issues that we're being faced today, it's very important for an organization to be efficient and effective. You can't afford not to be. And especially with the National Guard, we're competing with resources with other DoD components, and it would be naive of us to think that we're not. And so as efficient and effective as we can be on limited resources makes us more valuable, I think, to the country because we can provide a ton of capability at a lower cost compared to other organizations. And I think that's great value that we strive for.
Well, Colonel, all of these initiatives, when they're this significant and requiring this kind of mobilization, must be based on some core values. I'd like you to outline the core values that are the foundation for your efforts within the National Guard Bureau. And how do these values and the work that you're doing kind of tie back to the overall mission of the Guard?
Well, I think one of the values that we have in our program is a commitment to continuous improvement. It's a natural tendency for leaders in the military to want to always improve and always do those types of things to make an organization better and in moving waste. The problem is, I think, is that we're working on short timelines, so to speak, because you're only a job 2 or 3 years and you want to make the most of that time that you're in the job to improve things. And so I think it lends us to make decisions and move forward based off of experience and not necessarily taking the tactical pause, so to speak, to actually get the data and really delve into the problem. And I think the methodology helps out by really getting at the root cause and finding some solutions that you can sustain to keep the problem from reoccurring, and I think that's key. The other piece is, I think CPI and one of the foundations of it is enabling people to participate and problem solve at the lowest level of the organization, that you're getting the input and the buy-in from the people that are actually working the process. And I think that is very powerful. A prime example of that is we have a wing out in West Virginia that does the maintenance on C-5 aircraft, and it took them approximately 137 days to turn one aircraft around. And after doing an RIE, they got that time down from 137 days to approximately 30 days. I think the other piece is always keeping, quote, the customer in mind. You know, who are you servicing and what are you trying to accomplish and for who and to what end? Keeping that focus keeps you on track and keeps you from unnecessarily doing things that you might not otherwise do and waste resources and time, which is very precious, especially in the National Guard. You know, our biggest resource is time because we don't have the same time as the active duty. We're not on duty 365, but we still have to say have the same mission capability and do the same types of missions as them. So time is a huge resource, and we can't afford to waste that resource. I think the other thing is being receptive to new ideas. I know a lot of people look at Lean Six Sigma and think that the methodology is very rigid and it kind of hinders creativity, but I would argue that it's just the opposite. And the reason why I say that is that I think it's good to have a very rigid methodology. But within the execution of that methodology, when you get the teams and you actually get the people that are actually working the process, the solutions that come out are what is the creative aspect of it. But the methodology keeps you on track and making sure that you're solving the problem that you intended to solve and that you get the results that you intended to get. But it doesn't hinder the creativity, I think, in the solutions. And I think the last piece of that, going back to what I said there, was, you know, decisions based off of data and facts, not just a gut feel or experience in the past, because a process that you might have worked 10 years ago isn't necessarily the same process as it is today.
Well, as I understand it, the National Guard deployment of CPI is organized around four focus areas or lines of operations. Would you tell us about each of these lines of operations, and to what extent are they the pillars on which your strategy is based?
Well, we looked at the four lines of operation because we looked at how would you deploy continuous process improvement within the organization, and that's how we developed the four pillars. So the first one, the first pillar of the line of operation is our strategy line of operation, and to me that's one of the real critical lines that we have. And the reason being is that's where we conduct our executive training. We now have a champions course and a project sponsor course to address that gap in the knowledge and the support at the executive level. And we do the strategic alignment during this time in this phase. And I think that's really the key component because that's where you're going to get the leadership buy-in. And hopefully that's where you get the project selection that people are behind and see the value added and what's going to be happening as you move through the training cycle and get people trained and get people executed. So the next piece of that in our process map, our high-level process map, is after we do the initial training, get the executive leaders on board and get them educated. We have the project selected and the project sponsor selected and trained. Then what we do is we go through the training line of operation, which is the actual training of the belt candidates. And we've gone from having a direct green belt program and black belt program to a farm system. And what we have now is we have a 2-week green belt program and a 2-week black belt program that nests on top of that. And in order to get accepted into the black belt program, you have to score 85% or higher on the final exam in the green belt curriculum and also be green belt certified prior to be led into the black belt program. One, I think that shows a dedication of the candidate, but it also shows that they have a propensity and a will to want to learn more versus bringing somebody in at a high level and investing 4 weeks of time in a very in-depth and rigor methodology, and one, they may not be the right candidate. They may not have the aptitude. If you go through, they may not have the attitude. So by having a farm system, so to speak, you kind of weed those people out, but you're still getting people exposed to CPI and the methodology, what I think is very key. The more people you can get exposed, the more ingrained and quickly you can get it into the culture. So not everybody has the aptitude or the attitude to want to be a black belt, but being exposed as a green belt will help you in no matter what position you're at or what other leadership position that you go to. So after you come out of the training program, it goes into our execution line of strategy, which is actually taking the candidates from a trained perspective in the methodology to be a practitioner and mentoring and coaching them to be a practitioner. And what we do there is provide mentoring, master black belts currently through IBM to help mentor and coach the candidates through their entire process in completing their project, either through a rapid improvement event or using the Lean Six Sigma methodology to get certified. And I think that's very key because not only are we teaching, we're mentoring and coaching so that they're not stumbling on their own, having to work through a new methodology that they may not be familiar with. Because it's one thing to take it from the schoolhouse. It's another thing to take it and actually apply it and use it in practice. And what we want to do is our goal is after the execution phase is to have individuals that are comfortable enough in using the tools that they can go out on their own and leverage what they've learned, not only to do projects, which I think a lot of people look at Lean Six Sigma and the focus is, oh, I got to get a project and I have to get certified. To me, that's really not the end. You know, one of the big keys here is teaching people how to facilitate and work with groups and individuals to come up with a solution that is across the enterprise and not just in their area of concern. So after the execution phase, we have one line of operation that crosses all of them, actually, and that's the change management one. And I think that's one of the most challenging lines of operation that we have. And we weren't sure how to put that in because change management, cultural change is really kind of touchy-feely stuff, right? So how do you measure it and how do you know if you're achieving it? So it's kind of embedding an organization on a new way of doing business, a new way of approaching problem solving. So the change management aspect is very key and very important, because what you want to do is you want to build an organization at all levels so that you have sustainability. And that's the biggest challenge that we have in this environment.
How is the National Guard improving its operations, becoming more efficient and controlling cost? We will ask Colonel Donald Dellinger, Deployment Director of the Continuous Process Improvement Initiative within the National Guard Bureau, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.